You're going down, Reitzel. You're going down.
Wagner, your Chiefs are going to lose at home and cry and cry and cry.
All that's going to be left for the Raiders, there won't be enough for even Kansas City to make barbecue out of it. And they make barbecue out of anything.
That's true. I got to tell you, man, our team's playing on, for what's at stake, and playing on a national stage. I would have to say, hey, you know how there's rumors that they might stop doing Thursday night football?
Yeah.
Have you heard this?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to say this may be probably the thing that the NFL Network has been waiting for.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. And, I'm just going to say Derek Carr is going to have a long day with Justin Houston. He's going to be living in Houston's lap all day.
Justin Houston's got to get through that O-line first.
We ain't scared. Don't forget.
Donald Penn's going to go, nope.
You forget. Your center was a Chiefs castoff. We know how to mess around with him.
Oh, he's looking forward to this game, bro.
You guys are having some Spencer Ware nightmares.
Are you trying to get the last word in right before we go into the intro here? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I'm just saying it's time for the end zone. Welcome to week 13 of the end zone. We're back.
We're gonna need Norm. Norm needs to be our ref.
He can't carry enough flags in his pocket for this week's episode. No, we are back. We know we've been gone for a couple of weeks. I was down with the death flu over the Thanksgiving holiday. You don't want to know. Just trust me. I've never been that sick in my life. Of course, the holiday.
Yeah, dude, I'm glad you got better for the Highlander 30th anniversary convention.
Yeah, and of course the holiday. And then last week was a lot of getting ready for the Highlander 30th convention, which we attended this past weekend. You can find all the details of that on Blood of Kings. That's coming up soon, but it doesn't matter because it's Chiefs Raiders week. Or should we say Chiefs own the Raiders week, but that's... Have you seen Alex Smith's numbers against the Raiders over his career? 18 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
And I don't care. That is an older team, and we are a different team from week 2 or 4 or whatever it was.
Week 6.
And our defense is playing better, and we can come back, bro, as what was seen by many other people other than myself this last week.
And he calls himself the Raider nerd and a Raiders super fan, and he didn't see any of it, ladies and gentlemen.
I was at the Highlander 30th anniversary convention, and I was doing a combat knife course with Mr. F. Ron McAsh, so I could not watch the game live. Let's first of all, I'm going to let you have the floor first. I want you to talk about your game against Atlanta. Go ahead. I'm going to give you the stage.
Okay. Well, first of all, Kansas City, of course, beat the Atlanta Falcons. Now, Kevin, even as a Raider fan, the main story out of this game is actually a true feel-good story. Most everybody in the NFL is aware of the Eric Berry story. Berry, 2 years ago, was diagnosed with lymphoma. There was a question of whether he was even going to ever be able to play again. This guy went through, I'm going to just say it, a living hell. I mean, he was literally doing chemotherapy and then going to train and practice right after chemotherapy. This guy was back on the field last year for Kansas City and played decent. This year, he has been outstanding. The last 2 weeks, he's returned 2 interceptions for touchdowns, which were key plays. But here's the extra feel good about this story was Eric Berry is originally from the Atlanta area. Eric Berry intercepted a 2-point conversion that Atlanta could have used to win the game and returned it to get Kansas City at two points to solidify the win for them. Eric Berry then went out into the stands and found his mother and gave his mother that football.
That's pretty touching. That's cool.
So, and truthfully, I'm glad everybody won this weekend because it makes what's going to happen on Thursday night that much more special. This is classic Chiefs-Raiders rivalry. this is the way it's supposed to be. These two teams battling out. Because truthfully, the winner of this game is in the driver's seat for winning the division. Because, yes, the Chiefs are a game behind right now in the loss. But if they win, they're tied with the Raiders, but have the sweep of the Raiders, and they are 4-0 within the division.
Yes. And plus, you guys won by 1 point over Atlanta, who was cruising there in the NFC South. You guys scored only 2 points in the fourth quarter, and that's all you needed. You won 29-28.
Yep. Now, here's the even crazier thing about that Atlanta loss, Kevin. And this is even crazy because you've seen this team play, and I lived in the area, so I'm familiar with them. That puts the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tied for first place in the NFC South.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because it's just weird how this happens, because Tampa Bay went to Kansas City and beat Kansas City. And now they're kind of on a little roll, I guess.
Well, think of it this way. Last week, Tampa Bay held the Seattle Seahawks to 5 points. And look what the Seattle Seahawks did to the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
I know. Right? Yeah. It's just weird how this rolls. So the Raiders, I didn't get to watch the game. I'm kind of sad about that. I'm hoping that they'll replay it on NFL.com or something like that. I have to go to YouTube for these. But I was able to catch some highlights on, some of the sports channels and such. But if I remember correctly, help me out here. The Raiders were down, 24-9?
Yeah. And that was – and then – the offense kicked in, and this was what makes your Raiders so scary. That passing offense is lethal.
Was it like 28, 29 unanswered points?
Yeah.
Crazy. God, I wish I could have seen that live in person. But I was doing the Highlander stuff, so I was having fun. But I remember I was checking on my phone afterwards, and I'm like, wow, what is going on here? This is just crazy. And I've been listening to a lot of the feedback out of Oakland and some of the local news feed there. And man, it sounds like that black hole is just going crazy. And you know what? You just said earlier, this is classic Raiders Chiefs. Both teams are good this year. It's never been like that before. You know, there's – of course, when one team is bad and the other team is good in a classic rival, there's always the, well, at least, they can throw their records out the window and it's just uno, mano a mano. But no, you're right. This is the one for the driver's seat, assuming that they can stay in it. If the Raiders win, they are tied with the head-to-head and they go ahead two games. But if you guys win, you are in the driver's seat, and hopefully the Raiders then either can win out and you guys lose a couple. I don't see that happening because you guys are playing pretty darn good ball right now. And then whoever is the loser of this game has a pretty good shot at a wild card, but has to go on the road.
Yeah. Now I will say this too. I mean, looking at what's remaining of the schedule for both teams, your boys have a tough road to hoe ahead of them because they've got divisional games pretty much the rest of the way. Starting,
Hold on. We have to go to San Diego, which honestly is a home game for us now. I don't know if you've seen the last several San Diego Raider games. It's a home game for us. The game that I'm worried about is the last game in Denver.
Yeah.
We got the Colts at home. We can't write those guys off because we just saw what they did on Monday night against the Jets.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, exactly. So, what is the Chiefs' remaining games? We got the Raiders and then who else?
Let's see here. We've got the Raiders, we have the Broncos on the last game of the season. Literally the last game. It is the Christmas night game on Sunday Night Football.
Is that at Chiefs?
That is in Kansas City because they just played that classic game in Denver. How crazy is that for Sunday Night Football? They had that crazy game in Denver with that almost finished in a tie.
And then we play Denver the week after. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. It's a Christmas.
Who else do you have?
Let me bring up the schedule here because I don't have it off the top of my
head. The Raiders play obviously at Kansas City. And then they play at San Diego, then at home, which is the Christmas Eve game against the Colts. And then on New Year's Day, they are in Denver. So, yeah, those aren't tough games, but You know, even if we lose out, 10-16 have been known to make the playoffs. So yeah. I think the Raiders have a good chance for the playoffs this year.
We have the Raiders on the Thursday night game. The following week, we have in Kansas City, the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Where's the Tennessee? Oh, in Kansas City.
Then okay. Christmas night at 8:30 on Sunday Night Football, the rematch in Kansas City with the Denver Broncos. And then we close up the season with possibly the last game ever for the San Diego Chargers.
That's right.
in San Diego. Now, here's the thing. The Chargers are a weird but scary football team because there's some serious offensive talent on that football team. And they have been in most of their games this season. And you know the Chargers would like nothing better than the closeout being in San Diego by spoiling the season for the rest of the teams in the division.
Yeah, it's San Diego's one of those teams that you with Phillip Rivers thrown away, you cannot count your thought. You got to play them hard. Yeah. So
now I do want to throw around a couple weird things that happened this week. I'll start with the horrid day between the Bears and the 49ers. One, it was a crazy weather snow game, which is always a fun thing to watch. That Bears running back Howard had a huge game. But the Bears and 49ers played a football game where neither team completed a pass the entire first quarter of the game.
Yeah, I know. I had Kaepernick on one of my fantasy teams. Well, excuse me. I had Kaepernick in probably two of my fantasy teams, and that hurt me big time.
Well, your fantasy has been over for a while anyway. But that's another story. But yeah, that classic Colin Kaepernick, Matt Barkley quarterback matchup there.
Why are we talking about that game?
just because. I mean, neither team to complete a pass in the first quarter is kind of scary. And it's mediocre week here at the end zone because I have to bring up the AFC South.
Yeah.
Where you have three teams tied for the lead at 6-6. The Houston Texans, the Tennessee Titans, and the Indianapolis Colts. And then we have Jacksonville bringing up the rear. Can that be the most blasé division in the history of the NFL?
Yeah. Okay. So someone's got to win that division. And does that mean someone's going to get a bye too?
Yep. Somebody's going to get not a bye, but they'll get a home game the first weekend of the NFL playoffs.
Okay. So they'll get a home game. Yeah, whatever.
let's put it this way, Kevin. One of our teams could be having to play a home game or a road game against a team that has a way worse record than
I see that. Yeah, I'm not worried about that right now.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to throw it out the way Andrew Luck has decided to start playing, now that Andrew Luck is actually playing football again, I got to put the Colts in the driver's seat for that. But I have to admit, I have a little secret hope for Tennessee because I like Mariota and DeMarco Murray's had a really good year.
DeMarco Murray has been money, man. Wow. So, yeah.
Now, Kevin, it's time to talk about the painful stuff for you.
The painful stuff?
Well, besides the Raiders lost this week, but that of course, is fantasy football.
I'm sorry. Did you go to a separate, like, Biff Tannen future there? I'm sorry. That has not happened.
I talked to our friend Alan R. Ryan and his time travel device.
Okay, hold on. Before we go into the fantasy thing, I just want to mention the power rankings for this week.
Enjoy it while
and I need you to explain something to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know you're gonna try hard. So number one, we have the Cowboys at 11-1.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, we have the Patriots at 10-2. We have the Raiders at 10-2. Then the Broncos at 8-4, Seahawks, Giants, Falcons, and Chiefs at number 8 at 9-3.
And where are you getting your power rankings from?
this is CBSSports.com. So I'm curious why they put the Chiefs. Why is everyone sleeping? Why is everyone sleeping on the Chiefs right now? Why are they not giving them? Yeah, you know, as much as I want to see the Raiders beat the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs need to be higher here.
Oh yeah, how the Chiefs aren't higher,
especially since they beat the Falcons.
Yeah,
I don't understand what's going on.
Well, okay, wait. I think you're looking at an old one, Kevin, because I just brought it up in front of me. I mean, they have the Cowboys, Patriots, Raiders, Chiefs at 4, Broncos at 5, Seahawks at 6.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Good, good, good. All right. That makes more sense then.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Now, are the Patriots number 2 because – is it a divisional thing?
I think it's you want the honest truth?
It's Brady, isn't it?
It's a Brady-Belichick thing.
Yeah, even if Gronk is out, so yeah. Okay, let's talk about the pain that is fantasy football.
I start with the NFL Trophy League. This was a little depressing because I won, but I still felt a game short of making our playoffs.
Well, let's see here. Yeah, a game short, huh? So here's the way we have it. We have the semifinals right now. We have Death's Touch playing Pineapple Pen, and we have the Crumb Rubbers playing Cooper Troopers. You came pretty close, right? So how close are we talking here?
Well, I'm looking forward to the actual standings in our league here. I believe I was one game out.
One game out, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm playing for pride.
Here we go. Here we go. Standings, yeah. I finished 7-6, which put me one game out. Pineapple Pen finished 8-5 is what got people in the playoffs.
Gosh, I finished 7th. Ugh, geez, at 5-8. Yeah, you were at 7-6. You were close, man. Look at that. Yeah. Wow.
Now, and, you know, you're still the better in this league than you did in our ESPN league.
Sorry, what league are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You don't talk about the ESPN league?
I don't know what you're talking about. No.
Was that where you got 3 wins in that league?
Man, this has been tough, dude. It's like, and it's little things like, you know, okay, I pick a guy up, I play him because he does well and does crap that week. I pick him up and then I put him on the bench and then he does well again, or he gets injured. And Gronkowski was like one of my first round picks for my Yahoo league, which I'm doing okay in. Yeah. But it's just like, man, I'm just not getting the luck, man. Yeah. And I missed out on the Jay Ajayi pick, and I'm just like, ugh.
Well, I want to talk about our ESPN league a little bit, because I'm looking at the standings here. In our ESPN league, we are split into 2 divisions. Now, we have Team Prayless in our ESPN league, who's 13-0.
Yes.
Now, I have to address this because this guy just had probably one of the craziest get-lucky fantasy drafts ever, because he has Drew Brees, he hit on Ezekiel Elliott, Carlos Hyde has been solid, LeGarrette Brunt has put in really good numbers this season, he's gotten big numbers from Julio Jones, but I mean, he has basically been winning, riding the arm of Drew Brees and the legs of Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, he's got Julio Jones, Jordan Matthews, Doug Baldwin, Giants defense, Justin Tucker. He's got the best kicker. I'm looking at the rest of his team. James Starks, Kyle Rudolph, Jeremy Maclin, who hasn't really been that great. No. He's been injured too. Dan Bailey, he has 2 kickers. He's got the Bills defense. Matt Ryan. I know he was riding Matt Ryan earlier too. Yeah. Delanie Walker and Tavon Austin. Yeah, man, he's just been on a roll. Who's 13-0?
He's undefeated.
Oh, man.
Now, here's the crazy thing. He is leading our Western division. Now, every other team in that division has a winning record.
Yes, they do. 8-5 for Space Unicorns in second. Walla Walla Webfoot's 8-5. Charlie's Nuts at 8-5 and 5 Good Reasons at 7-6. Now, our league...
Our division, the East.
You're the Rogue Squadron.
First place.
You're first. You're at 8-5, and then everyone is 5-8, 3-10. I'm 3-10, and 2-11 is the other team.
Now, I have to admit, my ESPN league has been kind of bizarre this year, because I've gotten contributions from a lot of different players. Doug Martin was hurt for a lot, but he's come back strong. Le'Veon Bell had the suspension at the beginning of the season, but I was able to handcuff D'Angelo Williams. But I have had one of the... Now, DeAndre Hopkins was my first pick. He has done absolutely nothing this year.
Right. But
I have a legitimate quarterback controversy on my team, Kevin.
Really? Okay, hold on. Let me look here. All right. Rogue Squadron. Okay, so you have Matthew Stafford at home against Chicago. You have Ben Roethlisberger at Buffalo. Dak Prescott at the Giants. Yeah, what a horrible problem to have.
And I picked Dak Prescott off of waivers before the Cleveland game this a couple weeks ago.
So let's see. Matthew Stafford got 87 points last week. Ben got 46. So I see looks like you're riding with Stafford at home against Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's probably my best match.
I would say that is the best bet. Yes, yeah. That's definitely. And got Doug Martin back. Like, God, man, your team is stacked. And you're starting two tight ends.
Well, yeah, but
Greg Olsen and Travis Kelce.
And one of those could get moved to the bench because Tyrell Williams of San Diego's had a pretty darn good year himself.
Feel free to move Travis Kelce, Spencer Ware, and Cairo Santos to the bench. I'm happy with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, do that now.
Give me your password. I'll do that for you right now. Yeah, go ahead. What's your password?
Are you afraid that the Chiefs are going to score some points? Are you afraid the Chiefs are going to score some points? Is that what you're saying?
What's the password?
Change the subject there.
Dude, nice team on that one. That's a good one. Sammy Coates, too. Good call. Darren Sproles, nice. All right.
So, yeah, it's been an interesting fantasy season. I have another league I've been, but I have had nothing but bad luck in that league, and I'm just ignoring it.
I'm curious about, though, is back to the NFL trophy league that we're all playing for a nice spiffy trophy.
Uh-huh.
Team Prayless is 13-0. Once you get into the playoffs, that record don't mean nothing. We had someone in our team last year that had the best record, got into the playoffs, and did not make it.
I had that happen to me, Kevin. I was undefeated going into the playoffs, and that was the year of Brady and Moss.
I
had them both on my fantasy team, and I got killed because of, oh, we're going to bench them 2 weeks before the season's over.
Okay, let's talk about some highlights coming up in week 13.
Week 14.
14, yeah, sorry, yeah, 14.
But we all know what the game of the week is.
Yes, the game of the week is our teams playing on Thursday night. Now, let's talk about that real quick. There was some report that I saw that the NFL is looking at the possibility. I don't know how true it is of them maybe getting rid of the Thursday night game because I know I personally don't like it. I know players don't like it, and they haven't really had some good matchups, and it's just, you know, for the East Coast people, it starts at 8:30. No one's going to finish watching the game, mm-hmm. Except for maybe fans of that particular team. What's your take on that, on the Thursday night game?
To me
– Not our game against
Raiders.
Yeah,
no. I'm just saying
in general.
The only Thursday night games to me that should be played is I have no problem with the opening week Thursday night game. I think that's kind of cool.
Gotcha. And also the Thanksgiving games.
The Thanksgiving games. Other than that, it's time for it to go. It was a bad idea to start with. The games are horrid, even if they are good matchups, because the players are not ready to play. They're still too banged up from the Sunday games. I mean,
yeah.
We even had a turnaround here. I think it was on Thanksgiving where the Washington Redskins played the Sunday night game and then had to go turn around and play on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that's just not bad.
And I think the NFL has oversaturated their product with the Thursday night games. I think most people want their football between Saturday and Monday. And now there's always been college games on Thursday night, but that's different. It's college. You know, you got some tradition there. But, yeah, I think it's time for the Thursday night, every week games to go. I don't even have a problem if they decide kind of towards the end of the season they want to throw a couple Thursday night games in there. But, I mean, just to have one every week, it's overkill. I think it's hurting the product and the games are suffering for it. I know they came up with the bright idea, oh, let's make the Thursday night game always a division matchup. Well, that hasn't panned out too well because there's some really crappy divisions this year, but.
All right, bro. Let's talk about it briefly. At Kansas City, my Oakland.
Well, the spread is 3, which is basically the typical home field advantage.
Dude, this is like the biggest game for both our teams in a very long time.
Yeah. I've got to go fanboy. I mean, my pick is Kansas City. I know yours is Oakland. But if I look at it realistically, Kansas City has been playing such complete football the last few weeks. They've been scoring on defense, their special teams, the offense is kind of kicked.
What happened with the Tampa Bay game?
Tampa Bay game was one of those games where you saw a young quarterback who's making that next step. Jameis Winston was just unreal in that football game. I mean, he couldn't be stopped on third down. They caught a hot quarterback and a team that's just on a roll right now. Tampa's won four in a row.
I will give it to you that Kansas City's playing great ball on both sides there, and this is the one game. At first, it was the Denver game that we won at home against Denver. And that was huge, and we won that one. The Raiders are on, I think it's a 6-game road trip win streak. Of course, we kind of count the Mexico City one because that was a road trip for us, even though it's considered technically a home game. But, you know, we're riding high on that. We're riding high on a great comeback. And, you know, Derek Carr has come from behind like 5 games this year, you know, winning streak and stuff. So, there's all of these aspects about this game that make it fascinating. You know, you got players that were with the Chiefs, now with the Raiders, and it's just one of those things. And the Raiders are kind of, you know, they're not quite there yet, you know, with the whole team cohesion thing going on, but the defense is playing a little bit better, but their secondary is still a little suspect.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting to see how that's going to meld because we've been better against the run, but this is, let me ask you this. This is a divisional on the line football. You have to kind of throw all that other stuff out almost.
And truthfully, Kevin, these aren't the same teams that on both teams. These are not the same teams that played each other in week 6.
Like you said,
the Raiders defense has been playing a little better. Your secondary is a mess still though. And that's, I think if I'm going into this game though, I think that would be your biggest concern. I think looking at it as a KC fan, trying to be an unbiased observer here, your secondary, I think the two biggest worries for you guys are the state of your secondary, because you guys did sign Sean Smith away from us in the offseason, and he has just not been a good fit for you guys this season.
Well, I hope we get – well, he's been stepping it up a little bit better, but Emerson's been our guy.
Yeah.
And DJ Hayden's just been like hit or miss. He's made some stupid penalties, but I think he's going to be out due to injury. So hopefully we'll get Emerson back, and hopefully Sean Smith will play better. He's had a couple of decent games, and he had a couple of not so decent games. Yeah. But I wouldn't say he hasn't like panned out, but you know, because he got hurt a little bit too. But our running game, man, with our offensive line is starting to get more scary. And the thing that I love about the Raiders right now is that when they're behind, you feel that confident that they can actually come back and be competitive again, just as they did last week.
Yeah. Now I think though the other concern for your Raiders it's the one thing, even though their offensive line has been playing better, they still aren't giving Derek Carr great protection. I mean, Garrett Carr's making some great plays, but there's still some protection issues. And Kansas City's entire pass rush is healthy.
I don't know which games you're watching, but I'm going to disagree with you there. Derek Carr only needs a certain amount of time, and he's getting great protection. And no one has come around on Donald Penn's side to sack him. I think the sack that he's gotten was either a bad move he made, but I don't know what games you're watching, but I'm going to disagree with you there.
Yeah. But
he has the best offensive line. The Raiders have the best offensive line next to Dallas right now. So I'm going to disagree.
I don't know if I go that far, but you guys are facing probably right now the best pass rush in the NFL. You have, Justin, you saw what Justin Houston did to the Denver Broncos.
I think, are you sure that's not a little homer call there, bro?
No, stop and think about it. You saw what Justin Houston has done since he's come back from injury. He was a one-man wrecking crew against the Denver Broncos. And let's not forget, on the opposite side of him, tied for the NFL league in sacks is D Ford.
That's right. He's kind of been that underneath the radar superhero there. Yeah. How did he do in the Atlanta game?
He did fairly well. What's happened? He had been coming off of a little bit of injury, so Kansas City was playing it a little bit on the safe side with him. But you can't throw out Tom Bahaly and you can't throw out Derek Johnson and either with. I mean, that linebacker core, when healthy like it is now, is dangerous.
I know it's going to be a cold game, but I think everyone says, oh, when it's cold, everyone's going to run the ball. I think you're going to see a shootout.
You know
what I'm worried about, actually? I'm worried about Alex Smith running.
Yeah, he hasn't done much of that this season.
But he's done it against the Raiders.
Yeah.
And I that's one thing the Raiders have kind of hurt him in the past recently is letting the quarterbacks that are mobile run past him.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, here's another player that I'm going to get to a Raider player who I think is a big key for the Raiders in a minute, but I think another player who's very much a wild card in this game, and this is a kid who's a rookie for Kansas City, and he did something that nobody in the NFL has done in years against the Denver Broncos, and that is Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, he's been getting a lot more targets too, and that guy's talented. I got to give you that. That guy is talented.
I mean, when you run a 4.240.
Yeah, and you got to watch out for Kelsey too. Doing those slot routes, but
I think
you know who the X factor is for the Raiders offense right now.
Well, my call for that is Latavius. I think how Latavius goes is how the Raiders go.
He's going to definitely be important, but it's going to be Seth Roberts, that other receiver.
Yeah, no, he's
and 88 are tight end too. So it's going to, this is going to be an interesting game because there's all these little X factors too, you know. Yeah. You named like three or four off your team as it was, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And I mean, but it's going to be one of those games where I think you're not going to predict what's going to happen. I don't think I think it's literally it could come down to the final drive of the game.
One thing I do want to mention too is that there is a healthy contingency of Raider fans there in KC, and I did want to say that it is still on my bucket list to go to KC to see a game because I've had friends of mine in our local Atlanta Raider club that go to this game every year, and it's still that classic football stadium, and it gets loud there, and the stadium shakes, and it's got that classic football stadium, and I love the look of that that Arrowhead Stadium. So that's going to be a fun game to watch on national television.
Yeah. Now, as much as we lamented about Kansas City, Oakland, there are some other games this week.
There are?
Yeah. One of them that kind of interests me is actually involving the Denver Broncos because they're playing the Tennessee Titans. And Tennessee's been playing some solid football. Denver's been kind of a little bit struggling lately. And there's the whole Trevor Siemian injury issue. And it's just going to be very interesting to see what happens there. I think Tennessee has a chance of maybe pulling off an upset. Another game that I find quite interesting is the Tampa Bay New Orleans game.
Back-to-back, the Tampa Bay, New Orleans, and then the Atlanta at Los Angeles game, too, you know. Both of those, are they both at the late game? Yeah, they're both the late games,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Tampa Bay got flexed into that 425 slot.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, you have the Washington at Philadelphia game. Both teams kind of a little iffy lately. Philadelphia losing, Washington losing on the, so it's going to be interesting. That one right there.
I find Seattle at Green Bay somewhat interesting because Green Bay has been playing a little better the last few weeks. But to me, the other one, I'm going to call this the second best game of the week behind Kansas City, Oakland. And that is the Sunday night game with Dallas at the New York Giants.
Oh, yes. Agreed. Classic NFC East fight there. Even the Giants coming off a loss to Pittsburgh this last week. This is a big one here. Who's it bigger for?
It's bigger for the Giants because the Giants, I don't think there's any way that anybody's catching the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, that team is just rolling. But the Giants need this win to keep themselves in the thick of the playoff race. I mean, they're sitting pretty in a pretty good shape for a wild card, surprisingly enough, if the play if the season ended today, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be the sixth seed in the NFC.
How weird is that? After how they've been playing.
Yeah. So the Giants need to win badly. Washington really needs a win badly. Tampa needs a win. Tampa's still right in the mix for their division. So we're getting down to the point where we're sifting through. Pittsburgh at Buffalo is another interesting game because Pittsburgh definitely needs a win. And I think Pittsburgh needs to take advantage of this week because they're tied with the Baltimore Ravens for first place. And Baltimore is at New England on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and I'm sure Pittsburgh is going, thank you.
Yeah. Now, another game that's actually a battle for first place, but it's a... is the Colts at Houston at the Colts.
Yawn.
Yeah, we've talked about that division already, but it is a battle for first place.
The only game that matters is Oakland, Kansas City.
Yes, that sweep of the Raiders.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, the Chiefs are the team that, as much as I don't like them, I respect them.
Yeah.
I've always liked that rivalry between the Chiefs and the Raiders because there's been some fantastic games in the past, and I respect you guys. I respect you a lot more than the other two teams in this division.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look back at the history of this division, and I think still to me one of the saddest things that ever happened was I really wish they would have moved the San Diego Chargers to the NFC because I loved those classic Chiefs, Seahawks, Raiders, Seahawks games.
Oh, I was having that conversation recently with someone. I miss having the Seahawks in the AFC West. Yeah, I completely agree, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I
can we trade for them again? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm remembering the days of Dave Craig and Kurt Warner
playing the Boz.
We're getting run over by Bo Jackson.
Dave Craig was awesome. He was fun to watch.
Yeah, he quarterback Kansas City for a few years after Seattle.
That's career. Right. Yeah.
But the thing I will always remember about Dave Craig, and it's actually because of a loss, but there was a game against the Kansas City Chiefs where the late, great Derek Thomas had 7 sacks on Dave Craig.
I remember that. That was crazy. God, Derek Thomas, what a great player. Yeah. Good guy, too.
He had Dave Craig in his arms for an 8th sack that would end the game. And instead, Dave Craig just threw up this crazy pass into the end zone, which a Seattle receiver pulled down out of nowhere. I believe it might have even been Brian Blades.
Oh, my God. What a name from the past.
And then win the game against Kansas City in a game where Derek Thomas had 7 sacks.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
And who can, like I said, who can forget Bo Jackson running over Brian Bosworth?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But again, like that. The great thing about those Seattle games, especially against the Raiders and the Chiefs, was Seattle was a pretty bad football team for a lot of the time they were in the AFC West.
But when you tried to play a game up in that kingdom, it didn't matter how bad their record was. It was tough to win up there, man.
Yeah, I know. And those were always such fun games, and I miss them. But
yeah,
you know what? It is what it is. And right now, Kevin, all I got to say is it's getting late, and I have to go have dreams of victory in my head while you are crying. I also got to call my friend that I was talking to when we recorded Culture Clash earlier, Nick Claus, just to make sure you're on the right list. Don't worry about it. It's all covered.
I just wanted to share. I know I did this on Facebook, but I want to share here. When I got back from Florida, my daughter Camille surprised me with something awesome. She had put the Raiders theme song, The Autumn Wind, on her iPad, and she played it for me. And she said one of the funniest things ever after it played, she says, "Man, after hearing that song, I want to go out and hand someone their ass."
And on that note, because you can't top anything better than that, that was the long bomb. It was caught. Camille wins with the touchdown, and she is the one victorious in the end zone.